Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Welcome back. Now, I'm delighted to welcome to the studio Lorraine Fitzmaurice from Blazing Salads. Lorraine, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Now, we're going to talk about spring salads. And even after the very mixed and wet Easter break that we've all had, it has still been a time for lots of gorgeous spring flavours, hasn't it?
It has indeed. And people, though, feel that when they hear spring salads, they think of lettuce and light and that. But still, at this time of the year, it's still kind of a bit chilly. Mm. So in your mind, even, you're not really drawn to having anything that's too light. But there's so many vegetables to choose from at this time of the year.
So what are you drawn to?
Well, the main ones at the moment now, asparagus is everywhere. That's the big one. And then there's small little leaves like mustard leaves, baby kale leaves, baby spinach leaves. And then, well, I grow herbs in my garden. So there's little mint leaves growing now and flatleaf parsley. So it's all starting to sprout up again.
And cauliflower seems to be having its like beetroot moment.
Yeah, there's cauliflower, beetroot, just cucumbers. And then you've chives and red and white cabbage and leeks. All those things can be thrown in to make really, really very tasty salads.
So what are some of the, obviously, because we're going to be spring and hopefully moving in back into some warmer weather. What are the kind of vegetables that are in season now that people can start to incorporate?
Well, asparagus is the big one. But instead of just having it on its own, it's really nice if you want to make it into a main course, even salad, or something for your lunchbox. And if you add couscous to that, which is really, really quick grain to cook. And then, of course, you have quinoa as an alternative.
The trick, though, with is getting it soft enough.
Yeah, but all you have to do is 1.5 parts of water, boiled water, to the couscous. Put it in a bowl, pour the boiled water on top of the plate, and in 10 minutes, the couscous will be lovely and soft, and then light and break apart. So if you do that and then add some salt, lemon juice, olive oil, and then you've blanched your asparagus, maybe even throw in some peas.
I have an irrational fear of peas, okay. But let's go back to the asparagus.
We won't talk about them again.
Asparagus, though, raw or cooked?
Well, I blanch it, but keep it with it's like al dente. So it literally only takes 2 minutes in the salted boiling water. It'll just takes the real rawness out of it. It does need a little bit of cooking. And then, well, into that, why not add some edamame beans, very high in protein. So they're a fresh soybean. And then toasted pumpkin seeds. And then flatleaf parsley, lots of fresh mint. It really complements asparagus. And when you toss all that together, maybe a semi-soft boiled egg on top, or some feta cheese, goat cheese, really, really is a great salad.
Yeah, I think the world is divided into people who think boiled eggs belong in salads and those who don't.
But just sitting on the top.
it doesn't harm anyone. Yeah, we did have a lovely burst of sunny weather 2 weeks ago, and hopefully we'll get some more again. Did that bring on some of the vegetables a little bit early? Because it's so sensitive. The seasons are so sensitive.
Well, it did, but what I've noticed is, so my herbs are starting to sprout, and then also any lettuce that you do have, the small tiny little leaves have started. But I still have kale and spinach in my garden, and the farmers markets have these too. And a good place to buy just early spring vegetables. And if you like have on a plate all these light leaves, and because they're light and they're very light in flavour, it's lovely to add then just a lemon and olive oil, salt and pepper dressing. And you're not overcrowding it even with mustard.
And it's not too heavy.
Yeah. And then on the top of that, I love radishes. That's a big one that's starting to grow now. Very good for you. But if you toast some almonds or hazelnuts, pecan nuts, just lightly toast them on a pan, but they're going to add some protein and crunch to the veg
the
as well on top.
Yeah.
And then lately I've seen a lot of places now are starting to have pea shoots, sunflower seed shoots. So when you dress those on top, you've got something visually lovely to look at.
Yeah.
And then even some avocado on top of that if you want to go.
And this is the real sort of moment for like feta cheese, goat cheese to shine.
It is. Oh no, it is. Yeah. And if you even bake the feta cheese first, absolutely delicious. Feta cheese, olive oil, a little bit of dried oregano into the oven for 15 minutes while you're assembling the salad, and then just sit that on top. Absolutely delicious.
Yeah, it's absolutely gorgeous. You have got something called a beetroot carpaccio.
Yeah, that's to make it sound fancy, because I want to encourage people to eat beetroot. Beetroot, I love beetroot. Like when we were growing up, and even now my mum with her grandchildren, she has to always boil a full beetroot for each grandchild, because it's great. So you put the beetroot, wash it well, into the cold water, bring it to a boil. It takes about 25 minutes to cook. Under cold water, wash the skin off. But then when you slice that really, really thin and put it on a plate and then chop up fine shallots, mix those with olive oil and lemon juice, drizzle that over the top of that. Then again, the feta and toasted walnuts. That is such a good salad, and visually, see, visual things are great for to encourage people to eat it. But you see, beetroot is so high in vitamin B9, which is great for cell function.
It's come a long way since kind of the tins or the jars of the pickled,
exactly,
kind of crinkly
and like beetroot.
Beetroot, it's
really, really good as well for, it reduces blood pressure. But the big buzzword now is fibre. So it's really high in fibre. So as often as you can eat beetroot, definitely you should go for it, you know.
Salad as a starter or as a main meal? And if it's the latter, what are you sort of putting in to really make it a main meal?
Well, to make it a main meal, it's always good to add either chickpeas, rinse lentils, some cannellini beans, pui lentils. And a lovely thing now that I've noticed people doing, and it's a really good thing I've seen on social media, but it's really good. So if you have like a dressing that has tahini and yogurt and those kind of thing, if you toss the beans, it doesn't look very well. But if you put that on the plate first and then put the lentils and the vegetables, even if you've roasted vegetables, cold roasted vegetables are delicious, and put that on top of the dressing, visually again, that'll look very, very well.
That is very, very fancy. Yeah. And obviously at this time, you can throw anything in. You already mentioned couscous, lentils, baby potatoes, tofu,
see,
whatever.
That's it. And French beans, anything as well. And I like to feel as well, if I cook even purple sprout and broccoli or tender stem broccoli, the next day, chop that up and put that in a salad. It really adds it to it, bulks it up.
It's really an on the day. Isn't it food,
no,
or
I find the couscous salad or beetroot cooked already, they'll keep 4 or 5 days in your fridge. But with the leaves, you do need to do that on the day.
Yeah.
But
you're
a slow will keep for 3 or 4 days. And that's another good one to have in your fridge. And all
well,
that.
After all of that, Lorraine Fitzmaurice, I'm feeling quite peckish. But Lorraine Fitzmaurice from Blazing Salads, thank you very, very much. And I'm afraid that's all
you're
we have
welcome.
Time for today. You can listen back to all of the conversations from today's show on the RTE Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.